For many Americans, posting on social media is a daily habit. And for some parents, that includes sharing photos of young children. But our next guest says some parents are going too far, oversharing or sharenting about their kids' lives in the digital world. Stacey Steinberg is a law professor at the University of Florida's Levin College of Law. When I spoke with her, she wanted to be so careful about sharing information about her kids that she asked us to bleep their ages, which we will. Stacey, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me today.
So a 2010 survey found 90% of two-year-olds have an online presence. And I am betting, I don't know this for a fact, but I am betting that 0% of them agree to that themselves.
I think they'd probably be too young to agree at that point. But yes, they haven't agreed to it, and they are all over the internet.
Is that a problem when you think about it?
You know, I don't necessarily think it's a problem. I think it's kind of a cultural shift that we've seen in the way that kids come of age today. Social media has only been around for, you know, about a decade or so. And so as parents, we're first learning about social media at the same time that we're talking about our kids. And as our pride and joy, we want to share them.
Well, and you post all the time, apparently, about your three children aged and what do you consider before posting online about them?
Well, I try not to post all the time, but I do share updates with my friends and family who are on social media. And I try to always think about how they would feel about the information that I'm sharing. I think about how would they perceive the information if they knew right now that I was posting it, mm-hmm. but also how could this information affect them years later as they become adults?
And how do you think that it could affect them? Or what do you think would be a problem for them as they become adults?
Well, I think our kids need to be able to come of age in a way that they have control over their digital footprint. And so when we share about our kids online, it's really important that we keep in mind that we don't know who they will become as they grow up. So it's really important that before we press share on our digital devices, so to speak, that we really think about who they might become, who they might want to become, and how can we best give them an opportunity to control this new digital identity that they'll grow to be in charge of one day.
But the best answer is not just to not post at all about them?
For some parents, not posting at all is a great choice, and I certainly encourage parents to think about it and make the best decisions for their families. I'm not telling parents to keep sharing or to not share. I just think that it's really important that when they do share, that they think about how their kids might be feeling about it and how they can best do it safely. So there's certain information that parents, I think, should never share about their kids. And I think that parents are really the best people to make those decisions. It's like any other aspect of parenting. There's many different sides to how one person might choose to raise their kids, how they might discipline them, how they might feed them. The problem with social media is that it's such a new environment that we don't have a lot of guidance to guide us as we go about, you know, living our lives and communicating with friends and family online. And so what I really advocate for is for parents to get that guidance so that they can make well-informed choices for their
family. Is it dangerous to post the child's birthday? And apparently, according to a study from the University of Florida, 6%, more than 6% of posts reference a child's birthday.
I think that it's not necessarily dangerous to post a child's birthday, but it's something that parents should keep in mind that there are people that might be out there wanting to harm your kids. There might be people out there who are collecting information or digital dossiers. And so if parents make the decision to disclose that, they need to do so with an understanding that that information might be interesting, not just to their friends and family, but it might also be interesting to people they've never met or companies that they are not even aware of.
Is there a rights issue? Do you think we're ever going to get to a point, maybe 10 years from now, where some kid grows up and sues his or her parents over things that were posted about them online before they were able to say yes or no?
I think so. I do think that eventually we will see this maybe play out in the court system. You know, the issue is how can we best balance the rights of parents to share with the rights of kids to control their privacy? In the United States, we have very strong First Amendment protections, which really give parents and all of us the right to say a lot of things. But we also do recognize that people, including kids, have a right to privacy or at least have an interest in privacy. And so I think at some point we might see this play out in the court system. But for the most part, I think the law is really best left to regulate sharenting, so to speak, at the margins. But really a more public health model of child protection where we encourage parents to think deeply about what it is that they're sharing sharing and what type of digital footprint they're leaving in childhood's wake, it's best for us to give them the information so that they can make these decisions on their own.
Well, and do you think that it's best to keep the photo sharing, for example, in a private group that you control who gets to see it?
I think parents always need to be aware of who's going to be able to see or access their pictures. For many parents, that means limiting it to a private group. But we also nowadays have a lot of people who choose to share on public spaces or with very large audiences on Facebook. The problem is that there is a lot of benefit to sharing our stories and to building our communities. And for parents, when they're sharing about their lives and they're sharing about their kids, they're doing it both for themselves to gain something from it, but they're also doing it maybe to shift conversations about what it is to parent in America or what it is to parent a special needs child. And I don't think we need to silence that voice, but parents do need to recognize that if they are sharing publicly, that those pictures can be saved and used in many ways over the course of a child's life.
What are you going to say to your old when they turn, 12, 13, 14, and they find out that they have this whole social media presence that they had nothing to do with that's out there?
Well, I actually talk to my kids before I post pictures of them, and I'm very protective of what information is out there and who the audience might be for the pictures. I don't really think that my child would one day wake up and be surprised by it, because mm-hmm. anytime I post a picture of my child, even my year old, I talk to her about, do you want this picture to be seen? Do you want other people to understand it? Now, of course, that conversation is very different with a 5-year-old versus with an 8-year-old or, mm-hmm. A soon to be 13-year-old. But I do have that conversation regularly. And I think that parents who don't have that conversation absolutely need to be prepared for one day that their child may find this trail that's been left from all the years that they have been growing up.
I mean, I know that I've seen pictures that friends have posted of, their baby sitting in a bathtub, maybe not fully naked that you can see, but definitely a naked baby in a bathtub.
Absolutely. And that's why in my law review article in the Emory Law Journal, and also in JAMA Pediatrics with a pediatrician, I recommended that there are some best practices that parents can consider when they do choose to share pictures of their kids online. And one of them is to think about not posting things that might be embarrassing to them later on.
Mm-hmm. What are the other best practices that you would want parents to know?
I think that parents need to be familiar with the privacy policies on any websites that they're sharing. I think it's also important that parents give, especially older children, veto power over any online disclosures that they're planning on making. I think parents need to be aware that while they might see a picture to be an innocent picture of their adorable child, that there are people who might have sinister motives and might see that differently. And so parents should avoid posting any pictures of their kids in any state of undress. And then I think that parents need to consider their child's well-being, both their well-being now, if the child saw it or the child's friend saw it, but also their well-being years into the future if they were to one day stumble across the digital media, the digital footprint that was left.
Stacey, this digital world is changing so quickly. I just wonder, as you think about this issue, where do you think sharenting is headed? What's the future hold?
I think that as we all get more comfortable with social media and the online world that we're all living in, I do think that parents are going to be thinking a little bit more cautiously and a little bit more proactively about what it is that they're putting out there online. For parents who have, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, their children have grown up while the parents have first gotten social media to begin with. And so as we have more information, as we have more studies that show us how kids are feeling about the information that's been out there, I think that parents are going to be better equipped to be able to make smarter sharenting decisions. Just a few years ago, a study came out that said that 1 in 4 kids are embarrassed by the information that their parents are sharing at them. And that there's another study that says that by age 9, kids have really strong reactions to the digital data that their parents are putting forth on social media. There's also been studies that show that kids are twice as likely as adults to say that adults overshare and that adults should not overshare. So I think as more of this information becomes part of child rearing discourse, we'll see that parents probably will be sharing less, or at least will be sharing smarter.
That is Stacey Steinberg, who is a law professor at the University of Florida's Levin College of Law. We'll link you to more of her work on this at hearandnow.org. Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you are a parent of a young child, rather than sharing any photos of them today, let us know what you think about sharenting at hearandnow.org.